Declan, what is the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game with Bohemians?
Well, we've a couple of wee niggles in that, which is expected after a short cramming and a load of sessions over the last couple of weeks. But everybody will be fit and everybody will be ready to go. It's a game that we're really looking forward to. It's a very tough game again, as we say, in all the games this year are going to be tough. But look, Bohemians are coming to Brandywell on the back of two good results. They've only conceded one goal in three games. So look, it's a game that we look forward to. It's a game that gives us an opportunity to play in our own pitch again, and we want to get back up and running again, and we want to get 3 points. So it's a game that can't come quick enough on the back of disappointment on Monday being off. But you know, in hindsight, when I look back, it's probably a blessing in disguise, because you literally do only want one game a week for your opening period of fixtures, and thankfully that's the case. But now we got to make sure we take something from a game on Friday.
Of course, going into the game, as you said, no, Bohemians finished third last year. They're sitting third this year. They've sort of had a wee stutter in the Dublin Derby, but they've picked up 6 points, and they'll be coming here raring to go. Maybe they get 3 points at the Brandywell.
Now, look, we've got to make it extremely difficult. We spoke about that both publicly and privately. The Brandywell's our home, and we want to make sure that anybody that comes here leave empty-handed. That's a reality. It doesn't matter if it's Bohemians or Shamrock Rovers or Dundalk. We've got to make sure we do our job, and we have to send our fans away knowing that we've all done our job. So, look, we were disappointed in the Harps game, but this is a new opportunity. It's an opportunity for all our players. It's an opportunity to try and do something that we didn't do last year, and that was to beat Bohemians. Bohemians are coming here, very good form, great, delighted for them, but we got to make sure we take care of our side of business.
Of course, you said you were glad maybe the game was off on Monday, but maybe disappointed too, because you know, the other games in Dublin went ahead at the during the week, and what we have heard, the weather was pretty good in Dublin. You must be disappointed.
It was a strange one. It really was a strange one, because nobody had an inkling that the game was going to be off. We're sitting in the Everglades on the bus ready to travel. We had all our match preparations done from Saturday and Sunday. We had a game plan going down there. So look, it is what it is. We gotta accept it. We were all a bit flat on Monday because everybody was so high looking forward to games, and that's what I have to give this bunch of players. They're really up for the games and really looking forward to them, because they back themselves. They're good players here, Paggy. We've good players here, and you know, they were all looking forward to a game on Monday. But in hindsight, right, would we have decided that 3 games, you'd have heard managers complaining 3 games in a week in the early stages of the season. So we got to take whatever advantage out of it that we can. But he means, if had to play 2 games in quick succession, they then have to travel to Derry. We didn't. We were here. We didn't leave Derry. We've been here for 10 days. So we got to understand that that is a slight advantage in itself. It also gives us a bit of time in terms of, you know, getting matches under our belt now, leading into playing them on the 16th of March. So it is what it is. We have to accept that the game is called off. And people are talking about league tables. League tables not important at this moment in time. You know, this time last year, we're sitting, having played 2 games as well. We beat UCD at the Brandywell, and we lost to Shamrock Rovers. So, you know, it's very, very early days. We got to just make sure now that the next game, which is Bohemians, takes care of itself. We got to perform. We got to be very good. And we got to go and try and win the match.
That 3 point is the most important thing tomorrow night, Declan. No draws, and that's be a one, maybe.
Listen, every game's about winning. Every game's about winning. Players don't go out, they draw games. But what was pleasing was that they kept going to the very final whistle, 94th minute, kept going down on Dundalk. And look, we've 9 changes in our group. We have to make sure that we know where we're coming from. I keep saying this, we have to understand where we're coming from. We're all itching for the game to come against Bohemians, and we can't wait. We can't wait to get out on the Brandywell and show people that we're a good team.
You spoke about the weather the last night after St. Harps. North storm on its way, Declan.
It's been
horrendous.
The conditions for the last 2 or 3 weeks have been horrendous. They've been awful. Daily basis in training, we wind and sleet and snow and hail. But look, the whole Ireland, I've watched Bohemians against Waterford down in Waterford last Friday, and it was exactly the same there. You look at the Dublin Derby between Rovers and Bohemians, and that was exactly the same there. It is what it is. We got to get on with it. I thought under the Gale Force 1 last week, we played probably better than what we did with the one that are back. So we got to understand that the Brandywell was very open, but the most important thing is you play your own game and get on with it.
Of course, disappointed today too. You know, game tactics out the window today, no training. Pitch froze over?
Well, pitch was froze this morning, but thankfully, you know, the players have come in every day this week, worked extremely hard. So in hindsight, it mightn't be a bad thing that, you know, we took it off our legs a wee bit today and we got all our tactical stuff done and spoke about them and seen the videos. So we've got our work done without actually being on the pitch. So the boys are fresh. They're chomping at the bit to get going. The supporters are looking forward to the game. Staff's looking forward to the game. So it can't come quick enough now for us all.
Thank you, Declan. Good luck tomorrow night.